It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. This episode is available for free thanks to the generosity and support of fellow romantics around the world. So thank you to the wonderful people who support the creation of these stories and keep them free and available for everyone around the world. Now, if you want to enjoy these stories with all the bells and whistles, the sound effects, the full music, you can go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and join the Bells and Whistles Theater, a small group of people, of super fans who like to get the full experience, lots of extras, go behind the scenes, and help me keep this podcast going for everyone. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 35. September 23rd, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 12:30 p.m. local time. For the first time in a week, Louise felt competent and on top of things. She couldn't quite explain the sudden turnaround, but as soon as she arrived at work, she felt different. She announced a team meeting the moment she walked through the door. With her team gathered around the table, she instructed everyone to think outside the box. Sure, she realized they needed a new plan. An alternative approach to solve the issues with the data center at the border. But she had decided it wouldn't be today. As Louise looked around the meeting room, making sure to meet everyone's gaze, she noticed wariness in everyone's eyes and dark circles under those eyes. Her team desperately needed rest after months of intense work. And so, for the first time ever, Louise sent everyone home to recharge in the middle of the day. They would reconvene tomorrow morning, refreshed and ready to tackle a new plan. Louise felt confident in this unexpected decision. Her team needed a reset, and so did she. She was proud of taking charge and doing what was necessary. Now, she had to do the same in her relationship with Elle. Louise plopped down in her office chair. She had not gone home to rest. Why would she? She'd just spent the day waiting for Elle to come home. She could be far more useful here, and with her team absent, she could even take a nap if needed. She was actually very happy with the peace and quiet at the office. So she decided to run an analysis she should have done days ago, and knew that she would soon lose herself in studying the results. The rest of the day would surely fly by. And tonight, she would go home to her beautiful, wonderful girlfriend. She would let go of all the complicated feelings between them and just enjoy being together. Yes, Louise would choose trust. September 23rd, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 2:30 p.m. local time. Can I get some coffee? Jade asked the guard, trying to distract herself. This is not a coffee bar, they replied dryly.
Yeah, I can see that,
Jade responded, leaning back in her chair. The room was spacious, with a large table in the middle. It looked like a meeting room, but everything was a little dusty, leading Jade to doubt it was frequently used. The guard sat on a chair next to the door.
I could really use some coffee, though, Jade said, rubbing her temples.
And I would love a double espresso, the guard sighed. But you'll have to make do with water. Jade chuckled and shook her head. She liked this person, perhaps because their annoyance towards Eleanor Lucas had been evident during the drive over here. This individual was not afraid to challenge authority, something Jade greatly appreciated. The memory of Michelle looking out the window caused Jade to tense up. She had been successful in pushing thoughts of Michelle away until a few minutes ago. Jade had always performed well under pressure. She had gone through most of the data in about 2 hours. At first, she hadn't found anything new and it had been hard to focus. But then she spotted a strange trend and became hooked. The more she saw of the data, the more intrigued she became. She knew she wouldn't be able to figure it all out in the coming hours. But she was confident there was still more insights to uncover. The more she could dig up, the better her chances of saving herself and Michelle from... From what, exactly? Jade didn't want to think about it. She had to remain focused on the data and what she could learn from it. She had made a promise to Michelle, and Jade intended to keep it. But now, she felt stuck. Eleanor Lucas had instructed her not to download or send any messages, and Jade had readily agreed. However, now she regretted not being able to receive any input from someone else. What if a coworker had shared new insights? Jade sighed and opened a digital whiteboard on her tablet. She longed for Michelle's presence, knowing it would help her concentrate. Instead, Jade could only wonder when she would see Michelle again as she mindlessly drew circles on the digital canvas. What would have happened to Michelle by the time they were reunited? Why had she agreed to go with Eleanor Lucas? Who was this person that Michelle wanted to see? Michelle was always a closed book, and Jade knew not to expect her to open up completely. Jade tapped the tablet with her finger repeatedly, trying to steer her mind away from the many questions she struggled with.
"Do you know anything about energy supply?" she asked, attempting to distract herself from the confusion.
The guard crossed their arms, arching an eyebrow.
"No, but I like energy drinks," they replied.
Jade laughed. She held the guard's gaze and noticed how long their eyelashes were. She wondered if someone looked into those warm, beautiful eyes every night. Then she thought of Michelle's blue eyes, often too cold.
"That'll do," Jade said, getting up from her chair. "I need your help to focus."
"I'm not here to," the guard started to say.
Jade interrupted them, saying, "Just listen to me. Pretend you understand and nod or something."
"Excuse me?" the guard asked.
Pacing around the room, Jade explained. "I work as a scientist and monitor the efficiency of power plants."
"I really don't think you should be talking to me,"
the guard said, shifting uncomfortably in their seat.
"I need to share all of this with your scientists anyways," Jade explained, turning to stare at the wall.
If only she had a bigger board to work with. She needed to pull these thoughts and patterns from her mind and get them onto something so she could play around with them.
"Do you have something I could use to write things down?" she asked.
"I already told you," the guard started.
"Your president said I could ask for whatever I needed," Jade said.
This was true, but only in part. Lucas had told her to let the guard know whenever she needed food, drinks, or bathroom breaks. But Jade doubted she would mind if she asked for a bigger screen, as long as it didn't connect her to the network.
"Come on," Jade insisted. "You must have a larger tablet or screen I can work on.
I need a bigger canvas. The guard narrowed their eyes. Like I said,
anything will work, okay? There's a lot at stake for me here, Jade pleaded. I got myself into a lot of shit.
The guard arched an eyebrow.
Not my problem.
True, it's not, Jade agreed.
Look, I just want to prove my boss wrong because I know I am right. They won't listen to me because I'm just one of many field scientists.
Their gazes held for a long time before the guard finally relented and asked,
Will a pen and paper do?
Pen and paper? Jade gasped, surprised. She hadn't used pen and paper since her grade school field trip to the museum.
Okay, maybe not paper, the guard replied. We don't have much of it here, and it seems like a waste. But I can get you a pen or a marker. No screens or tablets.
Jade looked towards the wall and nodded.
Yeah, that could work, she said with a smile.
September 23rd, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 3 p.m. local time.
Louise tilted her head as she looked at the screen, her eyes stinging from the long hours of work. Despite her exhaustion, she couldn't bring herself to go home. Something felt off in the analysis she had run, but she couldn't figure out what it was. The rest of the team had left many hours ago, and now Louise regretted not making some of them stay. Having extra manpower could help her follow up on this feeling she had. She wasn't sure if it could wait until morning.
Come on, Spidey sense, she mumbled. What are you trying to tell me?
Her terminal on the right suddenly pinged, and Louise reluctantly shifted her focus to the other screen. Her excitement grew when she saw a message from Al waiting for her. She quickly entered the long encryption key from memory and unlocked the message.
Any progress over there?
Louise smiled. Elle was always careful to keep her messages through the terminal vague, despite the many security measures. She had learned the hard way that anything could leak to the press.
No, Louise typed, but Spidey.
Elle would know what she meant. Louise returned her focus to her networks, but another notification announced a new message from Elle.
We need to talk,
appeared on the screen after Louise entered the encryption key again. She frowned. It was unlike Al to insist on a conversation while Louise was working. Had something happened again? Instantly, Louise felt her shoulders tense up even more.
I can come home, she quickly typed. I'll leave in 5 minutes.
Al's response was almost immediate. Louise impatiently entered the code once more.
No, stay there,
Al's new message said. Louise frowned, her fingers hovering above the keyboard as she considered how to respond. She assumed Al wouldn't tell her what was happening until they saw each other face to face. It was the only safe way. Another notification sounded. With a sigh, Louise shook her head and entered the long encryption key again. The hairs on her arm stood on end as she read Al's short message.
On my way.
That's not good, Louise said aloud.
She got up from her chair and walked to the wall on her left, looking at the many screens without taking in any of the information displayed. Instead, she calculated how long it would take for Al to get here.
It would take at least another hour. Al couldn't just jump in the car and drive over. Her security detail alone needed 10 minutes to gather everything and everyone before they could leave the presidential palace.
That's assuming she's even home right now, Louise realized. Something on one of the screens caught her attention then. The status light of a firewall flickered red for less than a second before returning to green. Louise could have easily missed it by blinking. She hurried back to her terminal and, without sitting down first, opened the firewall logs. Leaning over her desk, she scrolled through the list of logged events but saw no record of what had just happened.
This is also not good, she thought, shaking her head.
Her eyes flicked back to the wall with the screens. She squinted at the status light of another firewall.
Had she just seen that one flicker as well?
Her fingers tightened around the computer mouse as she waited, and sure enough, it blinked red again before immediately returning to solid green. Louise held her breath as she opened the logs of the second firewall and scrolled through the reports. Again, she saw nothing that would explain what had just happened. Louise hastily sat down in her chair and opened the manual logs. She quickly read through the titles of the reports her team had filed, but nothing seemed to mention the firewall's status lights blinking red for a brief moment. As she narrowed her eyes in thought, she realized the implications. If these firewall events went unnoticed, something could have been going on for weeks. Something more than just the data center at the border acting up. Louise's neck tingled as every bone in her body told her that this was a serious situation. She knew she had to find a way to monitor the network manually, since the logs weren't working properly. As she debated whether to handle it alone or call in the team, she heard the heavy door down the hall slam shut. Glancing at the clock, she was surprised to see that almost 30 minutes had passed since Elle's last message. Getting up from her seat, Louise made her way to the door and opened it.
What the fuck?
This was part 35 of Connection Revealed. I am so grateful that you were here and spent time with me in this story. Time is a non-renewable resource, and so we have to choose wisely what we do with our time. And I am so grateful and humbled that you wanted to spend it with me and listen to the story. There are some amazing people around the world who contribute to this podcast and really, you know, join me and become a team to get this podcast out into the world and keep the story going. You know, as I reflect and think and contemplate and meditate about life and what I want to do, I always come back to wanting to be a storyteller. And I am. I am a storyteller, and I want to keep creating stories. And I could keep creating stories, but I wouldn't be able to get them out there to everyone without the help of listeners around the world. So I am so grateful for that help. Thank you. All right, that was all for this public free feed. I hope you have a wonderful week and a wonderful week next week, and I'll see you back for another episode for part 36 of Connection Revealed very soon. Now, of course, if you don't want to wait, you can always consider joining the Bells and Whistles Theater, the creative home of this podcast, of these stories, and many extras. Go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic to find out more.